Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. MR Number 940, How Ellen White Dealt with Cavilers. In response to the enemy's work on human minds, I am to sow the good seed. When questions suggested by Satan arise, I will remove them if I can. But those who are picking at straws had better be educating mind and heart to take hold of the grand and soul-saving truths that God has given through the humble messenger, in the place of becoming channels through whom Satan can communicate doubt and questioning. To allow images of straw to be created as something to attack is one of the most unprofitable things that one can engage in. It is possible for one to educate himself to become Satan's agent in passing along his suggestions. As fast as one is cleared away, another will be proffered. I have been instructed to say, "The Lord would not have my mind thus employed." I have written something on the meaning of the words I, we, and us in the testimonies. Reference is made to a letter written by Dr. Stewart in which he inquires concerning Ellen White's occasional use of the words I, we, and us in her writings, suggesting that others were influencing the testimonies. Ellen White answered the objection in letter 170, 1906, June 13, 1906. This point is, as it were, a man of straw set up in the imagination of some who have been sowing tares. It would be better for some had they spent in Bible study the time that they have spent in seeking to undermine confidence in the testimonies that God has given. It is time for weak, sinful men to humble themselves in the dust. More and more I shall present the message to the people in Scripture language. Then, if exception be taken by anyone, his contention must be with the Bible. 244, 1906, pages 5, 6. To the Elders of the Battle Creek Church, July 17, 1906. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 15, 1982.